Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! It's Tom.
It's Ben.
It's Matthew, and welcome to an episode of Beef Brothers Cold Cuts.
Today we're the Beef Brothers, Beef Brothers. Listener dear, it might help you to, whenever we're doing the Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, you imagine us all wearing sunglasses?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It's a little bit cooler.
We're bringing that vibe.
It's a bit more vibey.
We're smoking the little cigars.
The little cigarettes.
Imagine this,
we're all smoking cigarillos and we've got sunglasses on.
Exactly.
If that helps you enjoy the episode, then it's a great mental image to have.
And our caps are backwards.
Our caps are backwards.
You're welcome.
So
just the Beef Brothers.
The Beef Brothers, exactly.
Caution's parked outside in like a flat truck BMW thing.
One of those low riders. She's in a low rider
flat
with the
truck.
Yeah. She's in a flat truck.
She's in a flat truck.
She's in a Caution's
been run over by a monster truck. Caution's cranking the tunes in the low rider.
We're all sipping on gin and juice.
And we're in the back.
Absolutely lovely time.
And in the back with us is our great guest, Camille Luchan.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, we've got Camille on the episode this week. I could have chatted to Camille for forever. She's so fun.
Really good.
We end up hardly solving any beefs, but that's all right because the chat is so fun. Before we get to Camille, it's a very fun episode. I know. Go on.
What have you got for us?
I've got a message from Andy.
Oh, great.
Yeah, there we go. So Andy, you know Andy from a previous episode when he was working out, it was the Adam Hess episode, working out whether or not to go to Amsterdam.
Yes, of course. Off on the stag he went.
And then on the Christmas episode, we found out he was going. And he's given us another update.
Thank God he's back.
Thank you, Andy. He says, hey, Pappies.
Hey, Andy.
Further to your very helpful advice a couple of months ago, I've now been on the dreaded lads' holiday to Amsterdam.
This won't be
particularly entertaining, so I'll keep it short. Yeah. Thank you, Andy. He says, it was all a bit dull, really.
Oh, no.
We spent a lot of time wandering around aimlessly, and it became evident that old friends is probably the right label for us as a group. We're all at different stages of our lives, so naturally, we've grown apart. Possibly to an irreparable point.
Oh, my God.
I love this. That's why I had to read it to you, otherwise I wouldn't.
Oh, man.
A telling sign of the disconnect is the fact that the WhatsApp group has fallen silent from the moment we all stepped on our respective planes.
Yeah.
I wish I could tell you some tales of Brits aboard Lautery, but I can't think of one interesting thing to tell you about the trip. I went on my own to the Johan Cruyff Arena. Is that Cruyff?
Johan Cruyff, yeah.
I went on my own to the Johan Cruyff Arena while they watched the rugby in an Irish pub. That was the headline. That was the highlight. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Cheers. That's the saddest. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
We've done you up a cropper.
And Andy, we've done you up an absolute cropper, which is, I believe, a new phrase.
Okay.
Guys.
Andy, we owe you.
We owe you a cropper.
We owe you a decent weekend in Amsterdam.
Listen. We're gonna put our shades on. We're gonna pop our cigarillos back out. We're gonna turn our backwards baseball caps around, forwards and then backwards again.
Hop in our boot.
Hop in our flatbed truck.
We're gonna take the flatbed truck.
We're driving onto the ferry
to Amsterdam.
We're going to Amsterdam with you, Andy.
Metaphorically.
We
should stress metaphorically.
If you would like to hop on the metaphorical ferry to Amsterdam with us, let's not continue this metaphor any further than it needs to go.
I'll take it.
Then come along and see us live.
What?
Yeah, you can see us.
We do this live.
We do this. We're not Beef Brothers Cold Cuts, but we are doing a Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown with the phenomenal guest Joe Wilkinson.
Blimey!
On April 8th at the Phoenix. Pop it in your diary. Get your tickets from ticketx.co.uk.
Maybe to prepare, start drinking from very early in the day.
As Joe did the last time he came on our podcast. Yeah. Had he been Christmas shopping or something?
He'd been shopping for a suit for his wedding.
Buying a suit for his wedding. Well, there's plenty of wedding chat in this episode, so let's hear it.
Well, if you've got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Hello, Camille.
Hello.
Hi.
Hiya, lovely to be here.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for coming to our podcast basement.
Thanks very much for having me.
Are you enjoying...
It does smell like shit.
Yes, it does.
It does, yeah. So,
sorry, I just said, can you swear on this one?
Of course you can swear on it.
So. It's a fucking podcast.
Come on.
Listener dear.
What are these podcasts where you can't fucking swear on them?
BBC Sounds.
Yes. I forgot we were
BBC Square.
Someone like bloody British biased company. Yes. Oh, dear. Oh dear, what spin have you got for us today? Hey, what lamestream media nonsense. But thanks very much for having me on your podcast that one time. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Thank you very much, BBC Sounds, for hosting us.
Yes, good people.
Listener dear, if you want to recreate what we're recording in right now, then find a open sewer.
Yeah.
Would you say is very much the scent that's going on?
We're recording downstairs in what will one day be a podcast studio.
Yes, but at the moment, with what will one day be a podcast.
Currently feels like the end. Currently feels like the end of it.
Yeah, it does. It does feel like we're all
it
about
to. It feels like there's going to be some rats joining us.
Yeah. Oh, if there aren't already.
There's already one. Camille Lucia.
Hello.
are you all right with us calling you a rat? Is that okay?
I mean, everyone does already.
They normally call you a weasel.
A weasel.
We know you as the weasel.
Tips over into rat now and then.
So why are you known as the weasel then? Tell listener dear.
Do you know what? It started with Mae Martin and Brett Goldstein.
Okay.
Lived with them one Edinburgh.
Oh, great. Already a flatmate-based story. Yes. This is great. It's all tying in.
And do you know what? I was listening to one of your pods where you talked about someone who was sitting in the lounge eating pizza and then their flatmate comes and starts working out.
Yeah.
I was thinking... Brett Goldstein.
Brett Goldstein, of
course.
That's
the guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but we
starts
sort of...
Starts doing Bikram yoga in front of you.
Yeah. Mae would also get involved. I'd sometimes be used as a weight or a dumbbell of some description.
They might just pick you up whilst calling you a weasel.
Yeah, weasel weight.
Were you bullied heavily?
I was bullied a lot that year, yeah. Tough year for me, that one.
Pick up the weasel.
But they wanted us to have nicknames. They were like, right, we're living together. Let's create our own nicknames. I was the weasel, and it's the only one that stuck. I can't even remember what the other two were.
There weren't two. There was just you. They just wanted to call you the weasel.
We're all doing it. Don't worry.
Yeah, don't worry.
Don't worry about him, what ours are.
Yeah. Just all you need to know is you're the weasel. Everyone's going to call it you. But you've got, you use it now yourself, don't
I
you?
I do. You know, I've grown into the name.
You've reclaimed it.
I've reclaimed it. You know, weasels are known for being sort of very cunning, very sly.
Yeah.
But they're pranksters. They just want to have a bit of fun.
They're just fun.
There was a documentary recently on BBC, actually, I think, about weasels.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think you would have watched that...
Pre-weasel...
Yeah, pre-weasel gate.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not. I loved it. There was this guy who was obsessed with stoats and weasels. And he'd set up, like, a weasel amusement park in his garden. Whoa. And then he filmed them. It was incredible. Clever creatures.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful.
Fun.
Very lithe. Very muscular.
Yes, absolutely. Always doing yoga in the front room when we're trying to eat a pizza.
Or being lifted.
What did he have in his weasel amusement park?
So he had, like, you know, tubes and that they could run through.
Lovely.
It turns out it doesn't take much to amuse a weasel.
No.
It's not quite in the... You know, you don't have to have the nemesis or the stealth or anything like that. You can just do a bit of old tubing.
40-minute queue, sorry, weasels.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
You put a weasel on Mr. Burp's Bubble Works, just nothing. Wouldn't give a fuck about it.
Just wouldn't even...
Stick it down a tube. Woo!
Yes, please.
Woo, mama. Loves it. Absolutely loves it.
It is kind of mad, isn't it, when you take a step back on those kind of... theme park days out where you like go, let's go and queue for 50 minutes to go on the Nemesis.
Oh,
yeah.
Mate.
But we did it.
Yeah.
Once at school when we went, what was it, Chessington or Thorpe Park? They were our two main ones.
One of the two.
And I developed, when I was younger, I was more reckless. Everyone is, aren't they?
Of course.
Everyone is.
You think you're going to live forever?
Now, I would hate to go to a theme park, but it started creeping in for me in my early teens, the fear. And I remember one year I went back and I was like, you know, when it suddenly switches, this isn't for me. And I sat on a ride and they were just about to get it going. And I went, stop!
No. You were one of those.
They had to stop the ride. Everyone had to like wait for me to get off, walk down.
No.
Oh,
what was the ride? Please tell me it was Mr. Burt's Bubble Works.
It was one. I think it was Ramesses Revenge.
And Ramesses made that up.
Really did.
Ramesses Revenge was a ride. Yeah,
it went up, and I've been on it before.
And
that's
Ramesses
the thing.
Truly
I knew what it was like.
Ramesses Revenge that day.
You did on me.
So you'd already been on it.
I've been on it. I've been on it, and someone in the ride, it was the one where you go up really high and it lowers you face down and water comes up.
Yes.
And there was always that urban myth that someone was sick and then the sick kept coming up.
I mean, the water that's being sprayed out of a theme park is not clean water,
of course.
Is it? If you go on like...
It's not Evian.
It's not, it's not bottled at source, no. I actually... Harry and I, we went to the St Kilda on the St Kilda roller coaster. Yep. Do you remember? On a very, very windy day.
Yes.
We were doing the Melbourne Comedy Festival.
Yeah.
And they've got a really old fashioned wooden roller coaster that takes you like all the way around the park. It's really amazing. It's very, very, very high up as well.
Yeah.
Proper old fashioned.
Proper old fashioned roller.
Oh God.
Big Dipper.
Did it look rickety?
Really rickety.
Oh. Really.
It's like 100 years old or something. It's old.
No.
And so we were about to go on it, and the guy was like, "No, I can't let you two on. It's because it's too windy. It's just not. You're not going to be heavy enough." And then, like, another kid who I would say was 4 came up behind us and joined the queue, and he's like, "Yeah, all right, I can let the three of you on." We're like, no, we want someone, you know, at least someone who's going to be at least my weight or Parry's weight, just to sort of balance it out.
Yeah.
And
Parry's
weight, ideally. Yeah, Parry,
yeah.
He didn't
want to
say
that,
did he?
In fact, we want... about 4 parries, if we can. If we can get about 4
parries. What really happened is he said, "I can't let you on, you're not heavy enough." And Crosby pointed at me and said, "Are you sure, mate?" And he let us on.
But we absolutely shit ourselves on that ride. We were really, really screaming.
I can't genuine
jeopardy.
You're gone.
Genuine jeopardy isn't fun, is it?
God.
I went to Centre Parks the other day, and we went on a ride.
And they said, "You're too fat to come in, mate."
Well, basically. we went on a ride where it was like a ring where it has 4 people can sit on it. But literally, before you get on, you have to stand on a scale.
No way.
Genuinely, there's this big scale.
So that everyone on the ring
and
is...
So that you're not too heavy.
Balanced out, right.
I think
right.
That's...
You're not too heavy as a 4. And there's a light. And the people in front of us... the people in front of us got on and the light went green. And they're like, "On you go."
Oh, gosh.
And then the 4 of us stood there just waiting. And like... kind of sizing up the 4 that went before us, and we were like, "Yeah, between us."
Talk. Who's the 4?
So it was me, my girlfriend, my girlfriend's sister,
and giant haystacks,
and my and my girlfriend's dad,
right,
and me.
Okay.
And would you say you're the largest of the 4?
Definitely.
I was going to say,
and it was definitely
because I was definitely. Ben, if the you difference. Weren't going to say, Parry was about to say.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, don't worry.
Why? So the pressure's on.
So
you.
We got on. The pressure was on the plate, mate. I'll tell you that much. We got on. Big red light comes on.
Oh, mate!
A hot, massive queue. We queued for like an hour.
They were like, "Sorry, you can't go on."
They were like, "You're going to have to go on in 2 2s."
Like you have to go on as a 3 and a 1.
What kind of
you go, clutch
just me in the middle of a massive ring. I tell you what, if you don't mind being in the ring, then you're allowed to be on. I went to a water park in Phu Quoc in Vietnam, and it was like really unregulated. It was really, and it was such a hot day that
I feel sick.
Yeah, so we got on one of those ring rides, right? Just me and Charlie, and
you'd put your wife through that danger.
She's the ringleader in this instance, no pun intended. she will go on the scariest rides. I won't for her.
Well, she married you.
I'm a pretty scary ride.
Am I right?
Am I right?
So are you talking about fucking?
I think we are now.
Okay.
I believe we are. Yeah.
We're in.
Okay, now we get to
now we're talking.
The meat of the business, don't we? So
that's what he says.
Anyway, can't you get to the meat of the business? Oh. Anyway, so
I've queued for 50 minutes. So
there's only one thing: Clarky's girlfriend's dad has got to leave the room.
The golden rule.
And I'm going to shout, "Stop!
Stop! Stop! I want to get off!" But we got on this ride, and you know when you get on, you think, "I don't think this is well put together enough to be doing what it's supposed to do." The water seemed like quite a weak flow that was supposed to be taking you down. So anyway, we're going down this first bit, and the idea is it drops you into a big basin. You spin round in the basin, then drop down the middle of the basin, right? Like a plug hole. The old. So we're spinning around. We go down this thing, and we're about to go into the thing which spins you around, and we just hit dry plastic. and there's just not enough water. And we're just stuck. And we're like, but we can see there's rushing water all around us, but we're just on a bit of dry plastic. So we're like, well, one of us has got to get out and move the thing into the into the flow of the water. And
danger, and
neither of us want to get out because, A, if one of us gets out and the thing goes into the water, then one of us is shooting off on their own, and that means you're there in the...
just stood in the dry patch of a slide for the rest
in the
of
sink,
the day.
And it's basically like, oh, now do I want to just drop, do I want to sort of throw myself 20 feet down into some water? Not on a rubber ring.
Didn't do that, did you?
No.
So you made Charlie do it.
So what we did, we
scooted.
We both scooted along. So we both like grabbed the little handles on either side, just scooted a little bit.
We scooted
a little bit until eventually, I think I had one foot out as well, just pushing it on the dry plastic.
Such a sad image.
It was not. Yeah, honestly, the posters lied. All those smiling kids laughing and stuff. There was no two incredibly pale, terrified people getting sunburned on a bit of dry plastic with a 20-foot drop underneath them. So that's not what we're here to talk about today.
No.
We're here to talk about flat-based beefs.
But it will be a rollercoaster ride.
Oh, very good, Ben.
Don't say that to Cat Mouse. She will leave.
Yes. From the sorting out your beef!
We've got one from Rog here. Parry, do you want to read it for us, please?
Of course.
Rog has spelt it just R-O-G.
How would you spell it with a D?
D-G-E.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we know Rog. He's not Rog?
He could be Rog.
Could be Rog. Yeah.
And if he's Rog, I don't want to be Rog.
Well, if what it feels like is Rog has given us the front of his front name. We do front names only.
We say front names only. He's never give surnames.
Front of his front name.
Yes, the front. Yeah, double fronting.
He's double fronted it.
Rog is double fronting and we love it.
Yeah.
Rog says, Rog, we're going to go for Rog.
I think Rog, yeah.
I'm getting married.
Yay, congratulations.
Congratulations, Rog.
And my fiancé is Scottish.
Oh. Congratulations. No, wait, hang on. We can't editorialise in this way. I love Scottish people.
I love the accent.
Lewis Capaldi.
That's one, isn't it?
Sure.
It's exactly one
I thought
of them.
People were going to chip in their favourite Scots people, but it sort of ended on Lewis Capaldi. So
Paige, who just won Love Island.
Who went out with Lewis Capaldi.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's went out with Lewis Capaldi.
Gosh.
Yes.
Do you know him, Rog, anyway?
Rog, is Capaldi coming to the wedding?
Right.
Is Peter Capaldi coming to the wedding?
Is your name Rog Capaldi?
Is your name Rog
Capaldi? Is what we're really asking.
Rog Capaldi is what we're asking.
Okay. I'm getting married and my fiancée is Scottish. She wants to get married in Scotland and I want to get married in the north of England.
Oh.
Brackets, I'm from Leeds. Oh. This is big beef.
This is huge
I feel
beef.
Strongly about this.
Okay.
I'm loving
you've
it already.
You're not finished.
No. If you've got a strong opinion, God, whack
this
it out,
this
mate.
It is pure, though. It's
very pure.
I want to get married in the north of England, brackets, I'm from Leeds. Anyone famous from Leeds that we want to mention?
Lewis Capaldi.
I want to get married in the north of England. I'm from Leeds. As most of our friends live outside of Scotland, so North England is less of a trek for them. Please solve my beef. Should I get married in Scotland or are we getting married in England? I'm sure she'll agree with your decision. Cheers. Rog.
You hit the word we. Is that like...
Yeah, small. Well, do they mean?
No, it just threw me because he said, should I get married in Scotland or are we getting married in England?
Already.
I kind of loaded
language. And also, saying, I'm sure she'll agree with your decision, is saying, come on, lads, say Leeds.
Yeah.
Well, he's messed up here because now he's sent this in, whatever we decide today is legally binding.
So the fate
of his marriage is in our hands.
Yes.
It's big.
I know the answer to this.
Okay. This is why we got you here. This is why we got the weasel in.
I know the answer. Right, Rog, listen.
She's gone at this.
She's
like
putting the
wee
and weasel
in an amusement park.
Listen, not bragging, I'm also married.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Ooh la la.
She's married, boys.
And good luck, boys. She's married.
She's married. Boy, hey.
And we got married in London. Capital city.
Okay.
Very easy to get to. People still want to message you about how to get there, where to stay.
Right.
You know, wherever you get married, people going to be weaseling.
people okay. will weasel in.
Everyone weasels. This is the yes. one time you can go wherever the fuck you want and people have to come.
Yes, that's such a good point.
And also, isn't there that rule, like in England, most places in England, you have to stop partying at a certain time? Scotland, I'm sure you can go all night.
They've got late licences, haven't
yes.
they?
Yes. Yeah. If I could have got married in Scotland, I would have done it.
When I think of Scotland, gosh. I think of a Scottish
wedding.
You've
got
wedding,
to go to Scotland.
I think of castles as well. You know, I think of like, you know, I know there's Leeds Castle isn't even in Leeds, mm-hmm. But there are.
It's a good point. Yeah,
thanks for having I'm slaying so many sacred cows here.
Not bloody wrong.
Somebody stab me. that's right. I'm bringing back the impression of the mask.
And about time.
It's great. It's great. And if I could say,
it's great.
All righty then. Yeah, Ace Ventura gets a looking as well.
Smoking.
and if I don't see you before, good afternoon, good morning. I can't remember Truman's yeah, phrase,
yeah.
but you know what I was
going to
say
yeah.
before anyway. But I think Scotland, very, very beautiful. There's, you know, I think you can get yourself a really lovely kind of, a really lovely mansion, probably a lot cheaper than you could for a stately home up north. I think you should do it.
Well,
do it.
Here's the thing. I don't know the difference okay. between...
but I know I love you.
Well, when I first heard Scotland, I was like, oh, yeah, Scotland's great, great place for a wedding. But then
Is that the first thing you thought... Wait, when you first went to Scotland, that was what you thought?
Yeah, when I was first there.
First Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, yeah.
I could get married here.
For someone who doesn't
want to
get married.
That's a very weird instinct that you have. Someone famously not wanting to get married. Everywhere you go, you think, gosh, this is a good place for a wedding.
It's a good place to get married. Weirdly, that's the first thing you said when you stepped into this shit encrusted basement, wasn't it? I'll tell you what, I
guess. Very light soul.
I can see it.
Very, very friends wedding. You know,
a frustrated yeah. wedding planner is Clark. But I'm sure Leeds has got, you know, beautiful. It's quite similar kind of countryside going on.
There's certainly countryside. There,
I mean, we don't know the venues.
There's nice bits and shit bits of everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
There's nice bits and shit bits of Scotland.
Yes,
there is.
That's true.
That's
there
worth
are.
Bearing in mind.
But
because the shit bits of Scotland are pretty shit.
Yeah,
I don't mind saying it.
But okay? Some of the shit bits are Leeds.
Oh, bits of Leeds are fucking
shall
shit.
We assume that they're not going to get married in the shit bits? Should we give them that benefit of the doubt?
It's legally binding. Get married in Leeds. Get married in the shittest bit of Leeds. And that's what's happening. Briefly.
I think we need to drill a little bit further into this, right?
I think we
need I think there's something going on here with Rog. He says, I want to get married in the north of England. And then he says, as I'm from Leeds, right? So it's like, I'm from Leeds, I want to get married in Leeds.
Yeah.
Then he's got this bit at the end that's like, oh, because most of our friends live outside of Scotland, so North England is less of a trek for them. Now, come on. If you're going to Leeds, you might as well be going to Scotland.
Agree. Like,
there is no difference there. So he's
there's a couple of hours difference, but I mean, you're already on the train.
If you're on the train.
You've opened your tinnies.
Once you're there.
Exactly.
Bed in.
Don't worry about that. We'll lock this out.
Sorry that I reacted like that.
Listener, we should say, the room we're recording in has just gone dark, but we should also say, we haven't told you this, but this room is the burial chamber of one pharaoh called Ramsay.
Ramsay? It's not Chris Ramsay, is it?
It's Ramsay's revenge. Hiya, I'm dancing the polka. It's not a bad Chris Ramsay.
That's either not... shagged, married, or annoyed.
or all three. So, another great episode where we mentioned Chris Ramsay's podcast.
We're obsessed.
We're obsessed with Chris Ramsay's podcast.
Good pod.
Strong pod, lovely bloke.
One of the big pods.
Never met his wife, but she seems absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, Rosie. I don't know what accent that was.
Rosie! I'm Rosie Ramsay, do you know that?
I think I was being Scottish.
I want to get married in the centre of Newcastle because that's where I'm from.
So, let's say that most of our friends live outside of Scotland, so North of England is less of a trek for them. That is...
Forget that.
We say that's bullshit, right?
I just think, and for a wedding, people expect... Some people go to Tenerife.
But here's the...
some people
as far flung as Tenerife! Which, by the way, is too much, isn't it? When someone's going, come abroad, it's like...
I don't know. We went to Italy this summer for Josh's wedding, and that was pretty lovely.
And it's a good way of culling people that you don't want to come.
Yes. Mate, it's a great cull.
I've got Australia this year.
You're Australian
wedding.
That's big.
It controls your holiday though. That's
suddenly, Rog, Scotland don't sound so bad, does it?
Exactly. This cocky has to go to the other side of the world, Rog. Yeah. You know, you only ask if it would go to you know, it's sure it's a different country, but it's 5 hours
I mean,
away.
Look, we're calling bullshit on asking people to go to Leeds, asking people to go to Scotland. There is no difference. People aren't going, well, I can afford to go to Leeds, or I can't afford to go to Scotland, right?
That's true.
I agree.
So what we have to assume is...
We're taking that out of the equation.
This is more, do we get married in my wife's home... town or my hometown?
Mm.
Well, also, and well, where my wife wants to get married or where I want to get married.
Or do you split really the difference and go to Birmingham?
No. I think your geography's a little bit off there.
It's a study geography, but surely you'd go for Berwick upon Tweed.
Let's make it inconvenient for everyone.
Sadly, we're going to Birmingham, everyone.
Nobody wants it, not even us.
I'll tell you what,
puppies have told us.
The shit bits of Birmingham are fucking shit.
Oh, baby.
They're the shit bits of the shit bits. Yeah, so you could split the difference, go somewhere in between. We're looking at Newcastle. We're looking at Berwick upon Tweed.
Lake District.
The borderlands.
Is that Berwick upon Tweed?
Geographically, it's not between... No, Berwick-upon-Tweed's on the border between England and Scotland.
Yes,
it's very beautiful.
Which is kind of what we're talking about.
It's when you're getting that train up to Edinburgh. It's when it gets really beautiful. That's
and you're like, oh,
I tell you what,
okay.
though, as well, is we just don't know where in Scotland. Because Scotland's fucking massive.
If it's on one of the little islands off of Scotland...
Yeah, it could be the Orkney Isles, could be the Isle of Arran.
Do you think this is part of Roger's problem? Is he just sees Scotland as
a big
old place that's up there?
It's a big old, like it's a big old lump of tablet.
Have you ever been, Rog?
He hasn't even bothered to say where in Scotland his wife's from. Does he even know?
Does he know where his wife's from? Has he asked her name?
I mean, he hasn't included his wife's name. Not even the first half of her name.
No.
Ang? If her name was Angela.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. Do you want to do any others?
Cla.
If her name was... Clarice.
Exactly.
Or Claire.
And she's trying to explain it all. And he's not listening.
He's not listening.
It is bold that he's not included her name because he's suggested that she'll be listening.
So.
Thank you.
I think we all feel like we're leaning the same way here.
Scotland.
Love Scotland.
We're all leaning towards Scotland.
Oh, sorry, Birmingham for me.
Only because it's more convenient for you. You're thinking you get the train and your mum's. By the way, Rog, we're all coming.
We're all coming, Rog. We're going to be in Scotland on the day of your wedding, whether you're getting married there or not.
Do you want us to live podcast the reception?
No one wants that. But Rog, the offer is on the table.
Instead of a wedding band.
Oh, my God.
A wedding pod. We turn
you are all going to be sick if someone takes you up on that.
Yeah.
The reality of having to do that. Worse than Ramesses' Revenge. Idea.
Have you ever been asked, as a performer, it happens every so often to people, you get asked to do something at someone's wedding or a friend's wedding. Have you ever had to perform at a friend's wedding?
Apart from having to do a bridesmaid speech.
Oh, yes, of course, you did.
At Rose Johnson's wedding, friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Not like a sort of, you know, song or a dance or anything.
Yeah. In fact, your wedding was in a theatre space, wasn't it?
It was,
and people performed stuff for you.
We did ask people to perform.
Yeah, that's very true. I've just remembered that now.
Did you do it? You were the MC.
I was the MC.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
That's good. I mean,
he was made for it.
You get asked this quite a lot because you sang a song at Stu Goldsmith's wedding.
Yes.
Which was fantastic.
Yes.
Did you?
You took your shirt off. He sang...
tops off.
What
was
tops
it called?
Off, of course.
Tops off. No one joined.
Tops off, bit too soon.
Tops off first verse is bold.
First verse, tops off.
Tops off first verse, it's during the ceremony as well. I should say it's genuinely... what was the...
Oh,
it was big.
No, I've remembered. I did sing at Rose's wedding.
Did you?
As well as do the speech.
Yes.
We were in a choir.
Oh, lovely.
I was terrified. That was the hardest thing of the whole day.
Yeah.
Because I knew she'd kill me if I fucked up.
Absolutely. You did like an a cappella choir.
Yes. Yeah, oh, tricky. Wow.
And then during your speech, you burst into song as well. What did you sing?
I did Shallow.
You sang
Caught in the Shallows, don't you?
Well, I sung from... Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Yeah. To Dan, to the groom.
Beautiful.
Just one little verse.
It was a bold choice.
I don't like going tops
off at Goldsmiths. Yeah. It was a bold choice.
What were you going to say? The song Tom sang.
I can't remember. What was it? It was that. It's got that bad.
You're just too good to be true.
Lovely.
Can't take my shirt off yet.
But I already have. Oh, it's chilly. Okay, so we're waiting to find out whether we'll perform at this wedding.
Yes.
We haven't got the call
yet. Yeah.
We're yet to get the
vote. Okay, time to vote, I think. She'll agree with our decision. Rog, this is a no-brainer, mate.
I know.
It's got to be Scotland.
Sorry, Rog.
You've not argued your case, mate.
Hey, Danu. It's not...
Did you say sorry, that? What is that? Sorry. Lewis Capaldi.
Hey, I had a great night at the Brits. I knew I'm going to sing at Rog's wedding. You're just too good to be true. Can he take me? I got some book fasting, baby.
I
got some book fast in my boot. Well, so the decision's in. Cam, Scotland or England?
Scotland.
Clark.
Aye, Scotland.
Right,
Scotland.
Rog. And welcome to marriage, mate. It's built on the idea of compromise.
Yeah.
And making sure that your partner is as happy as they can possibly be. Right?
Beef
built,
solved.
Built on that, yeah.
Built on.
Is it that?
Why am I against it? I don't know.
Sorry,
this is
Rog.
Why I try and solve the. I was trying to solve the beef before we eat it, but yes.
It's satisfying solving a beef, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's so, so good. Satisfying.
Yeah. Like, get on with the rest of your day now. You've done that.
You're
boss.
Like, yeah.
Sorted it out.
I'll tell you what.
But stick around because we're going to do another one.
Rog, have a great wedding day. Send us some photos of you in beautiful Scotland.
Beef from the sorting out your beef solved.
Greetings, listener dear. Sorry to interrupt your Flat Slam listening pleasure, but I'm here to just tell you about my solo show. Tom Parry, Parryoke, will be at the Soho Theatre from the 25th to the 28th of March. And yeah, come along and enjoy yourself. Basically, if you're a fan of one third of the podcast, where it's just me talking, it'll be a bit like that. But don't let that put you off. Come along and have a good time. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So this is from, and I can say the name.
Front name only.
Francis.
France.
Hello, ooh. Francis.
Hello, Francis. Front
name, really gorgeous handwriting, Francis.
Beautiful handwriting.
Kind of handwriting
Francis.
I wish I had.
Is it Ford Coppola?
Oh,
hopefully.
They've got very good handwriting.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I can imagine Francis Ford Coppola's got a gorgeous pen.
Let's find out what the beef is. I've promised my daughter I will cast her in a film. Please. I'm up against it.
My housemate has...
Oh?
Yes, I'm just saying, I can't work out whether that's unreasonably or reasonably.
I think it's unreasonably.
That's quite
I think
important.
It's un. I think it's un. It's on. It's got. I'm going to go with on. My housemate has unreasonably large feet.
Yes, because I think reasonably large feet yeah. doesn't feel like much of a thing to talk about. Reasonably large feet. They're a size 10. That's reasonably large, I suppose.
I was really hoping for a bit more spectacular. Yeah. What a letdown.
But little twist on it. I also have unreasonably large feet.
Never saw that, Francis.
This in itself isn't a problem.
Clowns.
Yeah, could be.
Could be two clowns.
could be Clarkin.
Let's stick a pin in that.
In itself isn't a problem, but when he leaves his 13 pairs of trainers in the hallway and I leave my one pair of boots, I get bollocked by the other housemate who doesn't have unreasonably large feet. Oh, okay, so the third one, normal size feet.
Right. Are
for leaving my...
for le- Sounds like we're doing three clowns here.
Probably three stooges, am I right?
Merley's not one of them, is it? Larry Merley & Co? Merley & Co was his company he formed.
where was I? Bollocked, who doesn't have unreasonably large feet for leaving my one pair of boots in the hallway.
Oh, read us that last sentence again. Okay. So what he...
she said...
So we've got one... we've got two housemates with unreasonably large feet.
Right, yes.
One housemate with reasonably fine feet.
Reasonably large
okay.
feet.
Okay.
Yeah. But not
the Francis's housemate with the big feet leaves all their 13 pairs of trainers in the hallway.
13
right.
pairs
of trainers. Francis is only leaving one pair of boots. Right. And the third housemate with the fair feet...
Old fair feet.
Is getting pissed off with Francis for leaving the one pair of boots. Yeah.
Because right. Fairfeet's going to be coming home and going, look at all these bloody big shoes everywhere. It's right. like everyone's got big shoes. Francis, get these fucking shoes. And Francis is like, there's only one pair of boots that are mine.
Right.
Right. It's a bit like a modern day Goldilocks, isn't it?
Go on.
Oh, yes. Yeah, go on, Ben.
We had three clowns earlier on. Now we've got three bears.
I'd love to know about this three part. Bears of shoes.
Isn't it? It'd be like Goldilocks if Goldilocks had a friend who had done all the bad shit.
Yes.
I'm not sure it is like Goldilocks.
Actually be nothing like Goldilocks.
Okay. Go on though.
This is a section we always have, Camille, where Clarkie decides if it's anything like or nothing like Goldilocks.
Okay.
It's his came a little earlier than we normally have it.
Yeah. We've got at the right time.
Clarkie, you're not going to believe it. The next one's about porridge. Unbelievable. The next piece about porridge. But it's okay. We'll find out. Is this like Goldilocks or isn't it?
No, it's not.
Okay. I think we've established
great.
Now.
So that was a good one today. Okay. That was a good one. It's normally not as good as that. That was a really strong, strong episode.
When you try and prove it is like Goldilocks. When you go, this is nothing like Goldilocks.
Thank God.
Then we're fine.
Nip doing the bud.
So I think this to me feels like an open, close, shut beefcase.
I hope so.
Because Francis... Right, here's the thing. If you do something wrong, it doesn't matter any other shit that people are doing that's also wrong. Even if it's much, much worse than you, you've done something wrong.
And this is interesting.
And if you've left your boots in the hallway... you've left your boots in the hallway, you've left your boots in the hallway. Okay, they're added to a pile of 13 other shoes, but forget those for the moment. Look at your own... Sort your own boots out first before you start dealing with someone else's.
It's a good point.
Completely agree. Go on, Clarkie.
Well, I was going to say that...
Has someone been sleeping in their bed? Because if they have... listen, I've got to...
Please. Is Francis blonde? Please.
I think if there's a rule, they'd be like, you can have one pair of shoes by the door, then it's okay.
Right.
Because we have a similar rule in our house.
Your shoes that are on the go, they're by the door.
Yeah, can leave one pair of shoes out.
Yeah.
Or the others have to go away.
Where do they go?
They go under a stool in the sitting room, just by the door.
Two stools? You got a stool each?
No.
How big is the stool?
Enough to fit.
Can I ask, is the stool a bit too big, a bit too small, or just right?
Someone broken it.
Because I think we might be onto something here.
Okay.
I think I'm with Francis, though, because the housemate's ruining it for everyone.
I appreciate that's true, and it is.
You know, like Clarkie says, everyone's got one pair of shoes out, fine. As soon as someone's bringing 13 pairs out, ruined it for everyone, including Francis.
I guess what you need to do is you need to say there can only ever be three pairs of shoes. If you'd make that the blanket rule, there can only ever be three pairs of shoes outside the front door. It doesn't matter if they're boots, trainers, whatever, there can only be three.
I've recently been on Gumtree and there are some extraordinary shoe racks out there. And it has...
I just took a sip of coffee then.
No one knew where that sentence was going. Oh, yeah. And
I can tell you something for nothing.
I mean, we talk about a roller coaster. I had a panic attack just before that.
Get on... you go out there. I'm saying there is a whole new world of shoe racks.
Yeah, so you're saying Francis should just go and buy one of these, honestly, as a present for the flat.
It is a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually talking to a man, I'm actually directing this towards Clarkie, a man who keeps all of his shoes under two stools. That sounds mental.
No.
Right?
The shoes go in the wardrobe.
Well, what is it, Clarky? Before it was a stool.
Only one pair allowed out.
Under the stool.
Under the stool.
Oh, the pairs are under the
rest of them go away.
The stools are in the hallway?
No.
So you've got a pair in the hallway, a pair under the stool.
Listen,
and
we keep the hallway clear.
You're changing your story, Clarky.
We keep the hallway clear so there's no tripping hazard.
Okay.
If you're coming in late, or if you're coming in carrying things, you don't want stuff on the floor in the hallway.
Yeah. Or if you're late and you're carrying stuff.
The combo.
Emma's got a point she'd like to make. Do you want to pass the mic to
yeah, Emma.
Go for it. Is that the problem? Is that the boots, or the height of the boots versus the height of the trainers? Is it a trip hazard?
You make a fantastic
point. Because the boots. The boots is the word.
Boots is the word.
Boots is the word.
It's got groove, it's got feeling. Stop.
Can I ask, is this like Puss in Boots?
It's got to be like the elves and the shoemaker, surely.
I do like the maths of it, that like 13 pairs of trainers equals one pair of boots.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's because you've got a pair of boots.
I don't know if that's maths.
There's another solution, Francis. These boots are made for walking. Oh, walk them through that flat. Don't you take your boots off no more.
Oh, fuck me. Boots on in the house.
Don't take your boots off, mate.
In the house.
I said boots on in the house.
I said boots on in the house.
This beef's turned into a very good musical.
It's a great musical.
It's got a great soundtrack.
We start with boots is the word, then boots on in the house. Everyone sits down and does the thing.
These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk through the house,
Francis.
Okay, so we've got clear up your own boots. That's me. We've got keep your boots on.
Keep them on, mate.
I
think boots on is that's cray cray.
Yeah,
that's cray cray talking.
Okay,
because boots have got way too much. They've got big grooves.
They've got tread.
This musical's got grooves. Some absolute rare grooves.
I tell you what, boots
grooves
is in
around
the
boot.
But you're absolutely right, because I wear my boots, and if I worn them in the house, it's always clear because little rivulets of mud sort of follow you around. I think boots on in the house is. Tough.
I'm not saying it's the best answer. I'm saying it's an option.
It's an option.
Let's explore all of these. Just outside of the door, you get one of those little boot scrapers that's shaped like a hedgehog. You know those ones with
like a Victorian style.
It could be the bit of metal, the Victorian style one, or the or the ones.
That's trip hazard central.
That's trip hazard. Yeah, absolutely.
It all depends about the dimensions of your hallway, I suppose.
Shoe rack. Telling
I think she racks.
As
a
side note, I know
else.
A boot cleaner, and you can make a killing doing that job.
Really? How much are they on?
Shitloads.
Hell.
Hang on. Have you made this up?
No.
Do you know boot cleaners on shitloads?
I don't want to go into it, but just let me tell you.
Hang on. This boot cleaner is on shitloads.
Camille, get off my foot. Camille, stop. What are you doing to me? I don't want my boots cleaned. Why are you pointing a gun at me?
I can't afford this.
You're buffing people's boots without their knowledge.
So hang on.
You're throwing money out of them.
Your advice to Francis is get your boots buffed and then keep them on in the house.
Yeah, why not?
Can't afford it. That's why not.
It's too expensive, man.
Bloody hell.
So no one expected that.
Well, the options are there.
I think actually.
Or one pair in the hallway.
A shoe rack somewhere else in the house if the hallway's not.
Well, Parry, talk me through the shoe rack. What kind of capacity are we talking to?
There's all, honestly, I'm telling you, man, get on Gumtree. The shoe rack's for every
Have
occasion.
Have you bought one off Gumtree?
Yeah. I had a great time. I nearly bought another one.
How much did it cost you?
In fact, I bought one from IKEA, but the really good, I've got two shoe racks now, mate.
Great.
But the really good one came on Gumtree. But honestly, I could have bought several more.
Can you tell me more than
that? I really got into it.
Start putting other stuff in them.
I disappeared down a right worm. Surely we could do other things with these shoe racks.
Can you tell me how much it costs and how many shoes they hold?
I mean, the
Gumtree one.
The Gumtree shoe rack came in at 15 quid. I collected it. And it holds comfortably eight pairs of shoes.
Eight comfortable pairs of shoes? Or
eight comfortable shoes and one pair of boots.
And you're a big-footed man.
Thank you. bless you. So, you know, and then there's another shoe rack in the bedroom.
But we've still got the same problem, though, there. If he's living 13 by the door, I think still too much for a shoe rack.
The 13 shoes can... You're absolutely right. It is madness to have 13 pairs of shoes.
So we need to address...
Slim down your trainers.
You don't need 13 pairs of trainers.
Chuck out his worst trainers.
Yeah, Chazza shop.
Absolutely Chazza shop them. You know, Joel Dommett has got a lot of trainers.
He does.
But then he has size 6 shoes. So, fine. Mm-hmm. If you've got big feet, I mean, I don't want to sound too much like a fascist here, but if you've got big feet, you're only allowed 2 pairs of shoes. I'm so sorry. I don't want to hold these opinions, but I do.
And class, what size shoe size you've got?
I'm an eight.
Oh, okay, so you're allowed as many shoes as you like.
I've got 2 pairs of shoes. I've got three pairs of shoes. I'm so sorry. I forgot about my smart shoes. Starts. I've got a pair of boots, I've got a pair of Vans, I've got my smart shoes, and I've got my running trainers.
And you've got your running trainers.
My running trainers. Yeah. Oh, this is all falling apart.
You're not got any slippers?
Oh, you've got me there. Oh dear,
you scratched my knee for surface.
Oh my God.
Yes. I see how this works.
And I haven't mentioned my brogues. I've got brogues as well.
I've got brogues.
I've got spats. I've got some old fashioned gumboots.
Cowboy boots.
I've got some cowboy boots. I've got some Cuban heels. Oh my God. I must have 75 pairs of Converse alone. You know, I've got a lot.
Imelda DeMarco all over again.
I am absolutely Imelda DeMarco. Imelda Marcos.
There we go.
Yeah.
Say Charles Lagerball.
What was her? I mean, she did a lot of shopping.
Right. Okay.
What was the D stood for in Imelda DeMarco?
What's that?
Imelda DeMarco. What did the D stand for?
Don't buy more shoes. Right.
Okay.
Now we vote.
What are we voting on?
I don't know.
Scotland, do we want to talk about this anymore?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
Okay, we're going to... Just very, very quickly, all in favour?
Aye.
All against?
No.
Okay, beef solved.
Beef solved.
Beef from the sorting out your beef.
Beef solved.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba. Hey.
So.
Camille.
Yes.
Chief Weasel.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
This is the part of the podcast where we ask if you have a beef with your current housemate or recent housemates.
My current housemate is my husband.
Congratulations. Ooh.
The plot. We'd heard you were married.
Yes.
The word was out on the town.
Weasel's getting married. Weasel's getting married. on the invitations, we did put out Weasel Wedding. On the early save the dates. Yes, current housemate is James. And he's a pretty good housemate. All the usuals, the usual stuff that I won't bore you with, all that sort of crap.
Painting the door red.
all that stuff. But
I'd say one's worse than the other. What would you rather have, a red front door or shit on the floor? It's the old Ryan. Why do we never get that format bought by ITV2? We tried to sell them red front door or shit on the floor.
You three turning up at houses, yeah. One of you shits on the floor, one of you paints the door.
Pick an envelope.
But we've actually only been housemates, just the two of us, for about a year. I've always been into communal living. If James said to me now, let's go live in a commune, I probably would.
Really?
It's an open marriage, boy.
That's not what a commune is.
No, definitely not.
Let's go and join a sex cult.
They're different. Whenever I watch those documentaries about cults, obviously by the end, I'm like, that looks horrid.
It always
starts
brilliant,
doesn't
it? At
the start, I'm like, yes. Oh, this sounds great to me. Sign me up.
It's until they all start arming themselves or the oldest, ugliest guy goes, well, I'm going to fuck everybody. You're going to fuck nobody. And you go, But yeah, the start of the idea of the communal living and everyone chipping in seems so fun. But,
it really does. And I did used to be a property guardian for quite a few years.
That's right, yeah.
Security guard.
Basically, security guard of the building, me weaseling about during the midnight watch.
You don't want to go in there, boys. There's a weasel. There's a weasel in there, boys.
There's a weasel on the loose.
And we had a very good setup. There was at least 10 of us living in buildings at one time.
You used to live right in the middle of Zone 1, didn't you? It was like dead exciting.
Used to live in Piccadilly, lived near Oxford Circus, and we had a very strict sort of rota. A cleaning rota that people had to stick to.
Mondays, you paint the door red.
Tuesdays, everyone's shitting in the room.
Wednesdays, you clean the floor, yeah.
But for the first part of our relationship, me and James lived with our two friends, also a couple.
Can I ask you one more question about being a property guardian?
Yes, please do.
Is one of the things about it, though, that like they call up and say, by the way, you're all out tomorrow?
Well, not exactly tomorrow. 14 days. And one time
speedy,
I was in Edinburgh at the festival.
Oh, no.
Got a phone call, early doors of the festival, 2 weeks, got to be out. So all of my housemates in a very communal living style just had to pack all my shit up and take it to the next.
Wow.
And
oh,
I left Edinburgh
people.
And went to this new building.
You've never been to before?
Never been to.
Wow.
So, yeah. Certain kind of personality to sort of jump on board Property Guardian in. Yeah. I feel like...
And yet you're scared to get on roller coasters.
Well, yes. Yeah.
That's crazy.
An odd conflict, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
I don't think I could go back to it now.
Shout no.
There was, stop! But for, you know, for a time, loved it. Great.
I can imagine being into like early 20s.
Early 20s.
I was a fan. That
having
fun.
A great time. Everyone's coming around.
I was a property guardian in Ben's mum and dad's front room. Just keeping it safe.
You got the 2 week call.
I ignored it. Stayed for 8 months.
So sorry, you were living with a couple
after
you got married?
Yep. Before we got married and after we got married, carried on living with them.
So you got married having never lived just the two of you alone?
True.
Wow.
That's bold, actually. I've never really considered that.
That's very 1950s.
Although, I imagine if you can live with another couple as well as your partner, you're probably well equipped to... You'll probably know by then. I'd imagine that's a bit more stressful than just the two of you, right?
But then you've got a common enemy.
Oh, and you've got distractions, if anything. Yes. Yeah, it is a risk.
It's a big difference.
You're very much the boot to the 13 pairs of trainers, aren't you? You'll go, well, yeah, I'm bad, but look at those 13 pairs of trainers.
Yeah,
there.
You're like, oh, pairs. Yeah, I painted the door red, but these two.
You'd be like, I'm Baby Bear. Where's my porridge?
And I would say, don't know what they'd say, we never really had proper beef. Never any real bad flatmate beef.
Wow.
But there was one period, and I've spoken about this on a podcast before, so she won't mind me saying. And it wasn't beef, but one of the flatmates had a bad back and every morning would take a bath to sort of ease it out.
Right, okay.
And unfortunately, you know, people have their times of the day that they generally go to the toilet, don't they?
Yes, of course.
I'm talking the shit on the floor vibes.
The first one of the day is very much a sort of
it's very
alarm
much,
call, isn't
I'm,
it?
I'm
sometimes.
Awake now, I've got to go.
Let's go, yes, yeah. I know that.
And there's only one bathroom in this flat, of course, living in London.
Of course there is.
Every morning, you know, having to hold on. When's she going to get out of the bath?
You're there clenched.
I'm there, really, yeah. So one morning, James is out. She's taking an unusually long bath.
How bad is this back?
That back is pretty stiff.
I'm needing to go and I'm needing to go bad. So
you do love a shit, don't you?
I shit a lot.
Yeah.
It's no secret.
How many times a day do you think you're shitting?
Up to six.
Yeah. Six times a day, is it really?
I could do, on a good day.
The weasel will shit.
Oh, my God.
It's all about time.
I heard...
She likes to shit, boys.
She likes to shit, boys. Good luck, boys.
Good luck, boys. She's a shitter. No mistake.
Your luck, Shane. I heard that apparently anything between about 10 times a day and once every fortnight is medically fine.
What?
Yeah, I was talking to Mike Wozniak about this, and he was saying that people shit at all different kinds of
ten
of regularity. You could do 10
times a day. What's a fortnight?
Her eyes are bigger saucers now. Her eyes are bigger toilet bowls.
I can up my game. A possibility.
All right, it's great to be on the show, Camille. Off she goes.
Long story short,
long story
I shit in a mug in my bedroom.
Okay. All right. Okay.
All the receptacles to pick.
Was it a Sports Direct mug? Was it a large mug?
It was a rather large mug. Yeah, it had to be, didn't it? But I did it over the bin. So there's
not an animal then.
So there's a mug and then there's a bin.
There's a mug and then there's a bin.
Did anything get in the bin? Was it all in the mug?
No, I managed to really, you know, keep it to the mug, actually.
Oh, absolutely.
The big question.
She's Phil the Power Taylor of shitting into a mug.
I got great aim.
Phenomenal.
Great aim.
Across the room.
Never gets the yips.
The big question would be, did you wash the mug and retain it?
No.
The mug went.
The mug.
This is where I become a sort of criminal. I wrap it in a plastic bag.
Yeah.
And I take it to the nearest public bin, but that's not close enough to my house. I mean, I don't know who's going through the bin thinking, I'm going to find who.
You travelled to a different
bin. I travelled and I binned it.
Covered in DNA. we could really pin it to the culprit.
What's brilliant is that I never...
Oh, it's
told
all brilliant.
I never told her this had happened, and I never said... The baths in the morning are posing a problem for me. But she then listened to the podcast that I talked about it on.
Oh, no.
And then I got home one day and she'd just written me a card saying sorry.
Oh,
and
no.
And bought me a new mug. Oh,
no.
I know.
And have you shit in that one?
She bought you a new mug with a Snickers bar in it. Well, I tell you what.
Oh, that's great.
I mean, it that feels almost like it's kind of beef solved itself.
I think it is, yeah. That's okay, though.
I don't even know if we need Fanshawe for this.
No, I don't think we do.
Because it was such a fantastic story.
That's great.
Camille, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I feel like we could talk all day about this, yeah, but unfortunately, I've got to go throw up. So,
I'm going to have a cup of hot chocolate.
Thank you so much
for coming on the podcast.
Thank you, so fun. You want to plug anywhere people can see you?
I'm a weasel. I like to be mysterious.
Sure.
Is that one of the traits of a weasel? Weasels have many traits.
That's what you say when you literally can't think of anything to plug.
Well, do you want to plug your Instagram?
I'm a weasel, aren't I?
The Greedy Weasel.
Oh, do you know what? Yeah, I should start posting on that again.
I love that. I think it's fantastic.
It's either at the Greedy Weasel or at Greedy Weasel. It's me, at Camille Yuchan. And I just sort of do like greedy weaseling stuff. I go what I do is I go to places where you can go with your friends if you're annoying, like, sorry, you're a vegan, you're dairy intolerant, you're this, you're that. And I go to places where you have mates who are not that and they're like, oh God, where am I going to go for dinner with you? But you can all go and have a nice time.
That's brilliant, yeah. Right. Yeah, I love that. I love that Instagram when you do it. That's really good.
Okay, good. I'll carry on.
Lee and Dean on 4OD.
Lee and Dean.
Why am I doing all your promo for you? Okay.
Lee and Dean is on 4OD. A lovely Channel 4 comedy that I'm in. Birthday Girls House Party Podcast, hopefully coming back very soon.
Oh, brilliant. It's great.
Weaseling about.
Well, thank you so much for weaseling onto our show. It's been really fun.
Thank you for having me.
From the sorting out your beef.
There we go. What a lovely episode. Thank you for sticking with us. through thick and thin.
That's the spirit.
Yes.
You know what? At points, it seemed like that was going to be a real Andy's holiday. But you know what? It was really fun. The whole chat was fun.
If you enjoy listening to these podcasts as much as we enjoy making them, then please support us on Patreon. We can't do it without your support.
Yeah, we should tell you about the Patreon as well. If you sign up to the Patreon, you get a bonus episode every single Thursday. Every goddamn week. Some of the bonus episodes are longer than the real episodes. They're so fun. They're really silly and messy, and they're dirty. They're very dirty. So if you like the sort of dirty stuff, the grubbier, it's a bit like Hollyoaks Late or whatever that show was. You know when they were all allowed to swear?
Baywatch Nights.
It's very much Baywatch Nights.
There's other tiers as well that come with other bonuses. So have a look and get on board the Patreon train.
Absolutely. Choo-choo. Right. Everything helps. It's all very, very
useful. Everything helps. Get on iTunes. Leave us a review.
That's good.
Otherwise, just have a lovely time and be nice to the people you know.
And do stay tuned for the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch Roll Call.
Please be honest and fair in 2020.
And the fairest thing we can say is that this episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Ladies, gentlemen, and everything in between.
God bless.
Please, God bless. Please,
God bless everyone.
Please, whoever your God may be, please. If you don't have a God,
jar bless.
Please be upstanding. I'm just going to move on from that. Please be upstanding for the Patreon Neighborhood.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you join me now. We've got a real scene in front of us. Oh, my God. It's happening once. It's happening twice. It's happening thrice. She's jumped into the ring. She's having a great time. It's Emma Reese. Oh, my God.
Oh, here she comes now. It's a tight corner, and she's taking it well. Oh, no. It's an absolute failure.
Oh,
what a shame for Eleanor Taylor.
I don't think she can recover from that.
She's coming around the corner. She's getting around the other corner. She's crashed into the bus ahead of her. It's another absolute failure. It's Catherine Taylor.
Oh, double failure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a real scene in front of us now. She's coming around the corner. Oh, she's gone round the crash. She's having a good time and she's stopped for some food. Oh, no, the crowd don't like that. What's she eating? It's a donut. No, that's not enough. No, what's she going to do next?
She's going to have some gaps.
Oh, I don't know why she's done that.
She's got a hole in the middle.
Oh, hang on a minute. Once she gets over the finish line, she's going to go home and she's going to watch the telly. Eating that donut, it's Caitlin Donnelly. Oh, no, it's a real shame.
He's coming around the corner.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
You won't believe the scenes in front of us today. He's coming around the corner.
Oh, well, what a corner. Oh,
look at the speed. He's going to take off.
Laser cats.
He's taken off.
What?
He's flown all the way to France.
Bonjour, indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
That is classic James Hunt.
Oh, mon ami, no mistake.
She's coming around the corner.
She's coming around the corner.
She's having a nice time. She's had a donut.
That's the main thing.
We're all having a good time.
We're all having a lovely time.
She's been to France. She's coming around the corner.
Merci beaucoup.
She's watching the telly. She's a laser cat. Everything's going to be all right. It's Rachel Knight.
Ladies and gentlemen,
ladies, what
a neighborhood watch roll call we have had for you there. To recap, there was Emma Reese, there was Eleanor Taylor, Catherine Taylor, Caitlin Donnelly, or James Hunt, but your final act and winner of the evening was Ms. Rachel Knight.
Watson, that's not how a race works. The last person is the winner.
We're working out the rules.
For your headliner in dead last place, Rachel.
Oh, she was coming around the corner, and that concludes this week's Neighborhood Watch Roll Call. Thank you to our sponsors, Donuts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.